This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. Unless, yes, ladies and gentlemen, if the totalitarians are in your community, time to wake up and discover your own power to control the totalitarians. You know, it comes down to one person at a time, and you are that one person. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Another fast moving. I mean, you know, actually, I think news is moving at the speed of light right now. And, of course, I'm 100% accurate on that. If you know anything about the speed of light in radio, then you know what I'm talking about. Welcome. And I got to tell you, the third presidential debate is going to be happening tonight. Boy, are the sparks going to fly? Probably. And I think there's going to be some very, well, I guess perhaps we'll have the last of the October surprises out on the table tonight. We'll have to see who's going to deal the deck from Las Vegas, from the bottom of the deck, I might add, or from the top. Will it be Hillary Clinton from the top or bottom, or Donald Trump from the bottom to the top? I just love analogies like that. Gambling, Las Vegas, whatever, you know, happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Is that what's going to happen to this presidential debate tonight? Whatever happens tonight, it's going to stay in Vegas. That's it. No more out to the rest of the country. And everybody's just absolutely tired of the election. Well, you know, I'm not. I'm kind of eating it up. I think we're kind of getting down to the nitty-gritty. And, you know, it's been an absolutely amazing journey if you stop and think about it. And what we're doing right now, especially with Donald Trump, what you're witnessing is the corporate takeover of the Republican Party by Donald Trump. Donald J. Trump, you know, a businessman, he's a, you know, he knows how to do corporate raiding. I mean, this is a Wall Street thing, and, you know, he's a multi-billionaire for a reason. He understands how these things happen. that if you take a look at what's going on, he's bludgeoning everybody, including those Republicans that won't see it his way. He wants the corporation called the Republican Party. And quite frankly, it's kind of interesting. I'm going to throw this out at you. A lifelong Democrat, he converts, you know, makes the conversion. Say hallelujah, brother Donald Trump. He just makes the conversion to becoming a conservative overnight. As a liberal Democrat, fairly liberal, I mean, come on. He's out there on Howard Stern and all these other things. He's making these sexual innuendos on these buses and things like that. I mean, this is classic, you know. I mean, Bill Clinton would be proud of Donald Trump, don't you think? So my thinking is nothing like destroying the liberal machine by using a liberal like Donald Trump, the man who is converted. Say hallelujah, brother. He has converted to conservatism. And look what he's doing. He's taking apart the Republican Party at its core. Because why? Because the Republican Party is so far left at its core, it's not even funny. And that's what's being revealed. The globalism that exists within the Republican Party has now been exposed. Shall I say Paul Ryan? How many other Mitch McConnell, how many other Republicans out there can we talk about? All globalists who fit right in the mold of the extreme left on the Democratic side. That's why I say there's three parties today. The Republican Party, the Democratic Party, and the Globalist Party. Mitt Romney, Republican, sure. Globalist, yes. But what is Donald Trump doing? He's making sure that all these people are being exposed for who they are, and they're all doing it by their own mouth. They're telling you, they're telling us that they are globalist at heart and they are looking out for the best interest of other people besides the United citizens of the United States of America. They are not looking out for you and I. This whole notion of exporting all of our jobs overseas and things like that, that's just nothing more than redistribution of our wealth. And then now bringing huge numbers of immigrants in, unvetted immigrants, I might add, especially those adhering to Islam, which is here to destroy this country through Sharia law. I mean, the Constitution is Sharia compliant, according to all those experts down there at the University of California, Irvine. So take a knee if you're a constitutionalist to Sharia law. No way. We Americans will not take a knee. We will not bow to Sharia law. I guess they just don't understand that. Well, I guess people like Mitt Romney don't understand it, or Hillary Rodham Clinton, who's on the payroll of the Saudis, of course. See, Hillary Rodham Clinton isn't a Democrat. I don't see her as a Democrat. I see her as a globalist. She's running with the Democratic Party, sure, but look what she's done. Look at the machinery she's got in the Democratic Party. The Clintons are just a machine. Obamas are nothing. Obama is turning out to be the interloper. Remember, it was Hillary Rodham Clinton who was first running for president against then Senator Barack Hussein Obama. He came out of nowhere, no experience, none, very little legislative. He didn't even understand the legislative process when he got it. He still doesn't today. Why should he? A dictator doesn't have to understand the legislative process. If you're a dictator, who needs the legislative process? I've got executive orders. First outlined by Aaron Klein in his book called Red Army back in 2009. We interviewed them on Agenda 21 Radio. Talked about that book, The Red Army, all the leftist globalists that had invaded and taken over the Democratic Party. And he personified them. The dictator, when he was elected, Aaron Klein wrote that book, and he just said, this is how the dictator is going to perform. And it's been that way since 2009. The book, 8 years later, has proven to be a wealth of information about how this president would perform in the future and how he has performed. I mean, hats off to Aaron Klein. We used that book exclusively on this radio show. When back when we were doing the Ustream video thing, I had that book right out in front on the screen all the time. Testimony to what this president would be doing. But let's get back. Let's make this comparison to the Clinton machine and the Democratic Party, which now with Julian Assange and with, well, James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, which we're going to talk about in the next segment, look what we have gotten here. We have gotten a crime syndicate, a cartel from the Clintons, that is on almost full exposure now. I don't think it is fully exposed. We have to get into the foundation. If you want to really fully expose what is going on with this Clinton crime machine, the Democratic Party, which they've taken over, they've done a corporate raiding. See, Donald Trump is in that process of cleansing, getting rid of these globalists out of the Republican Party because he knows how evil they truly are. His family heritage is wedded in this. I mean, his heritage going back to the 1500s. Fascinating heritage with Donald Trump. We're going to talk about that. And that, which explains a lot why he B-slapped the Pope, by the way. Absolutely explains. Remember that little exchange they had, the tete-a-tete, back about 6 months ago, 8 months ago, about the immigration, and the Pope was criticizing Donald Trump, and immediately Donald Trump came out and B-slapped the Pope. Get him, hey, get that Pope in line. Good for Donald Trump, because he knows. He knows about his family heritage. He knows about his family members, his heritage, going back to the 1500s, who were burned at the stake by the Pope. Just a little bit of a teaser there for you about Trump family history. But the Republican Party being taken over, the crime syndicate of the Democratic Party that we now have. Now the question is, what will the Republican Party look like under a President Trump? A new revised President Trump will bring in, I think, a much more conservative look to the Republican Party. And by the way, those Democrats that are out there looking like globalists after the election, watch out. And by the way, if you're a member of the Muslim Brotherhood and you're in our government trying to destroy us, well, I don't think you're going to be in the government very long. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Center Butte's Tea Party Patriots. First and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Center Butte's Tea Party Patriots.
The affirmative task we have...
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And please visit our website, a21r.com. And if you're considering coming to the Liberty Tour, Jeanette Finicum, the slain husband, Lavoy Finicum, to Jeanette Finicum, is going to be our special guest on the 28th here in California, Northern California, at the Church of Glad Tidings in Live Oak / Yuba City, California. We are paying tribute to Lavoy Finicum, a person of the Constitution, a person of course, the Bible. And we're going to be paying tribute to him and his family. And that's why we invited Jeanette Finicum, the wife of Lavoy Finicum, to become a special guest speaker on Liberty Tour number 5. Now, we've had some major impacts here on Agenda 21 Radio on the political scene. We understand that, and we're very, very happy to continue having political impact. And I want to say something. As we start into this, the James O'Keefe situation. Now, Project Veritas, and quite frankly, I've met James. I had a great conversation with him for about 90 minutes. He came out and visited with our Tea Party about 2 years ago, maybe 3 years, 2 years ago. And he was online. I mean, we had him interviewed. I was doing a live broadcast at the time in the evening. And he came in, and he was doing the presentation out there for the Tea Party. And I had a back room sort of set it up as a studio. It was a great situation, actually. And he came in, and we had a great conversation. I first met him on the phone, by the way, during Hurricane Sandy. So it was kind of interesting. And during Hurricane Sandy, he was in a high-rise in New York City, and all the lights had, well, he didn't have any power. And his battery on his cell phone, well, I was interviewing on his cell phone, the battery on the cell phone was starting to go out. That's how I met James O'Keefe. And, of course, he's just quite the character. And he was, like I said, he's been deeply involved in this whole situation that's been going on with the vote rigging. Oh, yeah, vote rigging. Now, listen, I want to tell you, I find it fascinating that we had the president who has come out and said, there's no vote rigging here, nothing to see here, just move along. I mean, what? And, you know, oh, how dare they offend the integrity of the American electoral system. Well, let me kind of let you understand the way this works. Let's talk about how the cow ate the cabbage. The American electoral system is based upon all 50 states having their own elections and federal elections as well. And they are the ones who control the process. They are the ones who say yes or no or maybe so to various prescriptions for their state on how to vote. Now, they're the ones who lay out, do you want early voting? Sure. It's not the federal government. It's not the president who puts this information out or tells a state what to do. Now, that brings in Jay Johnson, Homeland Security, who Homeland Security is trying to do a federalization of the electoral system, much like Common Core. And how they did with Common Core was they want the states to stand down on their 10th Amendment right and allow the federal government to dictate to the states federal education standards and curriculum. Now, at first blush, people say, oh, that's just a great idea. It all comes from Washington. Are you kidding me? That's called communism. That's when the three or four people tell the rest of the country what to do in terms of classroom teachers, in terms of curriculum, how students are taught. Does that make any sense to you, that three or four people at the top in Washington, D.C. tell the rest of the country how to educate their children? And who are these people? You know, I had an opportunity to meet Education Secretary Arnie Duncan back in 2011. I was at a conference in Washington, D.C., and he sat down at a table we were at. There's about 12, I don't know, maybe there's 20. It's a huge round table. And he came in and he sat down. And now educators from all around the country were there. And I was, I was just one of the simpletons there, superintendent. And I was sitting there and he comes walking in and they sit him down. He talks. We instantly recognized, he talked for about maybe 2 minutes. And everybody at the table who were well-heeled educators from around the nation, we instantly recognized this man is a complete idiot, a complete bumbling fool who didn't understand anything about even state standards and what state standards were all about. And it was interesting because he came and he talked to us, spent some time with us, kind of laying out what was going on with Common Core and with Race to the Top and all this good stuff. So he left. And we're all sitting there. Not too many questions were being asked because I think people were in such disbelief about his whole overall ignorance and understanding about the education system. It was clear he didn't understand that states have the right. he would say the words, but he didn't have any understanding how that whole thing worked with the 10th Amendment. And so he got up and left, and everybody sat at the table, the eye glancing around at one another like, who's going to be the first to say something about this absolute buffoon who sat at the table with us? And so finally, of course, I spoke up and I said, does anybody recognize something wrong with the picture? And then after that, it was like, game on, man. And I tell you, I sat at a table. It was a mixed table. For all of you Democrats out there who want to say, well, it must have been a bunch of white guys sitting at the table. It was not. In fact, I was probably one of the minorities there at the table as a white guy. So let's get that straight. There was consensus amongst everybody at the table. Oh, by the way, they called us Americans sitting at the table. I didn't look at anybody racially. But for those of you that want to have that go down that road, educators, I'm sure they're all liberals. I'm not. I wasn't. Made it very clear I wasn't when I was talking, of course. But it was very clear everybody had reached consensus about who Arnie Duncan was. So you have a bunch of experienced educators. I'd say at that table with everybody sitting there, probably minimum number of years experience was 10, 12 years experience. I had, 30-some years experience at the time. And others that were there, they're my age too, did the same thing. We all concluded that Arnie Duncan was as dumb as a box of rocks. Now, let's fast forward. Here we are, 2016. They're trying the same thing with our election process. Jay Johnson. Jay Johnson, Director of Homeland Security, is making it a priority because he sees it as a national threat. Election fraud or election tinkering by the Russians in our electoral system. And he's asking states if they want help. And this is how it starts. This is how it started with Common Core. The states would voluntarily come on board for help from Homeland Security. Now, my understanding is we have 18 states who have lined up and said, we don't want any of this Russian electioneering going on. 18 of the 50. You see what they're doing is they're recruiting states to give up their 10th Amendment right to elections, and the federal government will take over. That would allow the president to make an edict. If they can get 50 states, then they can control the election, in other words. They can actually cause the elections to be halted, in other words. But you see this whole thing about the Russians utilizing or actually hacking into our electoral system. Quite frankly, I find it amusing, especially since I've been around high school kids for years, and especially kids that were high-grade computer experts by their senior year. They can hack into these systems at will. I mean, thanks for the good graces of most, they don't. But if you think it's just the Russians who have the ability to hack into our computer systems, our security systems for elections, I got some land in Florida to sell you that's filled with snakes, filled with alligators. I guess, baby, it's time to drain the swamp, don't you think? Stay tuned for it. Agenda 21 Radio on the way.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
The affirmative task we have now.
930-28.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Are coming to you live from the MGM Grand. We're in beautiful Las Vegas, where in less than 48 hours, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will face off in the third and final presidential debate right here on the Fox News channel. Also tonight, new information released by WikiLeaks could upend Clinton's presidential campaign. And today, the FBI releases documents related to the Clinton server investigation. And what did they uncover? But a quid pro quo offer. We'll explain that in just a few minutes. Newt Gingrich will also join us, as well as Laura Ingraham. But first tonight, we'll report what the mainstream media refuses to tell you. Now get a pen and notepad ready. Throughout the program, we're going to put a lot of things up on the screen that you're going to want to see. Now, a shocking new undercover video from James O'Keefe's Project Veritas appears to show Democratic operatives admitting that they're responsible for stoking the violence that we have seen at Trump campaign rallies. Now, Fox News Channel has not independently verified the content in the video, but what was caught on tape is beyond disturbing. Watch this.
If you're there and you're protesting and you do these actions, you will be attacked at Trump rallies. That's what we know.
So that's part of the process of eliciting the reaction.
The whole point of it is we know that Trump's people will freak out, his security team will freak out, and his supporters will lose their.
This is Scott Fogel. He is the National Field Director for Americans United for Change. He used to work for People for the American Way, an organization funded by George Soros. He also has his own company called the Fogel Group. He is one of the dark operatives for the Clinton campaign.
We have contracted directly with the DNC and the campaign. Both.
Yeah.
I am contracted to him, but I answer to the head of special events for the DNC and the head of the special events and political for the campaign.
The campaign pays DNC. DNC pays Democracy Partners. Democracy Partners pays the Fogel Group. The Fogel Group goes and executes.
Democracy Partners is a private political consulting company with deep ties to Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama's White House, and the Democratic National Committee.
We are the primary mechanism as a team. Democracy Partners is the tip of the spear.
Wherever Trump and Pence are going to be, we have a bench.
Okay.
And we have a whole team across the country that does that. Both consultants and people from the Democratic Party and the Democratic Party apparatus and people from the campaign, the Clinton campaign. My role with the campaign is to manage all that.
So I'm basically deputy rapid response director for the DNC for all things Trump on the ground.
This guy is Aaron Black. He works full-time for Cramer at Democracy Partners. He directs the spontaneous protests at Trump and Pence events. His real name is actually Aaron Minter. We don't know why he uses the name Black.
Nobody's really supposed to know about me. So the Chicago protest, when they shut all that was us. Was more him than me, but none of this is supposed to come back to us because we want it coming from people. We don't want it to come from the party. So if we do a protest and it's DNC protest, it's right away the press is going to say partisan. But if I'm in there coordinating with all the groups on the ground and sort of playing field general, but they're the ones talking to the cameras, then it's actually people. But if we send out press advisories with DNC on them and Clinton campaign, it doesn't have the same effect.
And there's a lot more to come. Now, we reached out to the people and groups mentioned in that full video, as well as the Clinton campaign and the DNC for comments. Scott Fogel and Americans United for Change are the only ones to get back to us. Fogel's statement about the video reads in part, quote, "This scheme to cast legitimate organizing activities as a sinister plot is nothing but a ruse." Fogel later goes on to say, "All who view these recordings should remember that they are speculative conversations where we attempted to correct a misguided idea put forth by O'Keefe and his cronies, and we did not take the bait." And the president of Americans United for Change, Brad Woodhouse, he responded to the video by saying in part, quote, "Americans United for Change has always operated according to the highest ethical and legal standards." Scott Fogel, he's no longer associated with Americans United for Change. All right, now here to get the reaction we bring with.
Well, let me interject at this point. Because now what we're starting to see, and we're opening up the whole bag of worms, if you will, that James O'Keefe has stumbled upon, that everything, I mean, this is really a machine at work. This is a full, well-oiled, well-financed, George Soros-operative machine at work. This is where it's really coming from. George Soros, the Nazi. I want to lay that down. You know, he's got all these different nonprofits, and this is how the nonprofits work. All this money that's going to funnel down actually to activists and provocateurs out in the streets. That's really where it all goes. And that's, as you get into the O'Keefe video, this is what you see. The money flowing downhill. Trickle-down economics, if you will, if you're a, well, if you're a terrorist. This is how it works. Soros understands trickle-down economies, trickle-down theories. He understands it. His money will trickle down to the lowest level slime on the street. Who need, I mean, this is how Ferguson erupted. There is a systematic program in place for anything that stands in the way of the globalist one world order. Now, this planning that has gone on with all these different organizations that we're talking about, Democracy Partners and so on, these are, like I said, well coordinated all the way up to the top to the White House. This is what O'Keefe has, is vetting here. Now, let's be very, very clear. I said, if you stand in the way, doesn't matter if you're Donald Trump standing in the way of Hillary Clinton getting into the White House, or if you're Clive and Bundy. Dare I say Clive and Bundy? If you're Clive and Bundy and you're standing in the way of a takeover of your grazing rights that you've had since the mid-1800s as a family, by the federal government, by a brown-shirted group of thugs known as the Bureau of Land Management, then there's going to be a plan for you to deal with you. And guess what? There has been a plan, and that plan was executed starting in November of 2015. Actually, it started earlier than that. The planning started as early as what we think is March of 2015 to set up a scenario that might lure in, bring in, and use agents of provocateurs in a very systematic plan to set up circumstances in a place called Harney County. In other words, what happened in Harney County, Burns, Oregon, and the Bundys being arrested, Ammon Bundy and Ryan Bundy, was a plan on a scale that people have not understood. But it was a plan that used the entire U.S. government, including military assets, the CIA, that were all answering to the White House Central Command Authority. Central Command Authority is in play with the Clinton election, of course. And we're seeing it here. This is what we are seeing. So I'm bringing you another example of how this machine has worked. Now, why Harney County? Why the BLM? Well, because of the natural resources in the ground. Some of the richest elements, or most desired elements, minerals are there. I mean, in Harney County, you've got thorium, number 90 on the periodic table of the elements, a clean radioactive, well, it's not even radioactive, I guess, because it yields, after exposure, after it's been utilized and spent, thorium yields not radioactive uranium, because uranium is a different element, it yields carbon. Doesn't yield any, you know, plutonium or other radioactive isotopes. It's a clean power source, and the place is loaded with thorium and uranium. By the way, uranium one, we're getting to the Clinton Foundation. That's where we're going. Stay with us. You'll see you at Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
The affirmative task we have now.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Us, the author of the New York Times bestseller, Treason, former Speaker of the House, Fox News contributor Newt Gingrich. I want to read one more thing that came out here, Mr. Speaker, if I may, because in this video, they explain the flow of money and their rapid response operations. And this is what they say. The campaign pays the DNC. The DNC pays Democracy Partners. Democracy Partners pays the Fauvel Group. The Fauvel Group goes out and executes the on the ground, meaning when they foment anger and fighting and even take credit and brag about that they're responsible for what happened in Chicago when they stopped Donald Trump from giving a speech. What is your reaction to all these tapes?
Well, I think if it turns out to be a systematic organization that blocked Trump from even having a meeting in Chicago, it's a direct assault on democracy and on the rule of law. And of course, just yesterday, you had a Republican campaign headquarters in North Carolina that was firebombed, something which I think was an act of intimidation that's designed really to say to people, you better not go to Republican headquarters. Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, this is the sort of thing the left is so terrified of a genuine outsider winning that you're getting this kind of really illegal and anti-American activities that we should all be condemning, including, by the way, Hillary Clinton. And she should adamantly condemn it. She should fire anybody who's in the chain that paid for it. And let's clean this thing up.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I take it a step further. I want to know what she knows and when she knew it, because they are more than suggesting, they are saying on this tape that they are coordinating with the DNC. They are coordinating with, by the way, that would be a violation of campaign finance law. But all of this is coordinated. All of this is designed that this is organized by them around the country to create a false image that Trump campaigns are violent. And they said they're doing it in every city, in every town, in every state. And they themselves are fomenting the violence. I mean, what does that say if the DNC and the campaign's involved in this?
Well, one of the tragedies of having a politically corrupt Justice Department is that there's nobody there to do the policing. I mean, who are you going to turn to? because these people are so deeply now committed to a corrupt establishment that you can't get the kind of response you ought to be getting. And this goes all the way back to 2012 when there were clear examples of voter intimidation in Philadelphia, and the Attorney General himself refused to investigate it. So I think these people are living in a gray zone that is being created by the decay of the justice system in the United States.
They call it conflict engagement is how they describe it. But I want to go back to this, how this is all intertwined here. Fauvel explained and is on tape here saying that they set it up to allow the DNC and the Clinton campaign plausible deniability in the event that the nature of deliberate violence is discovered. The thing that we have to watch is to make sure there's a double blind between the actual campaign, the actual DNC, and what we're doing. A double blind so there can be plausible deniability that they heard anything about it. What is he? Well, he's admitting they're coordinating. He's admitting that they're involved. Admitting they're informed.
And remember, this continual effort to have extra legal behaviors that in some cases are criminal goes all the way back in our experience to Madison, Wisconsin, where when Governor Scott Walker passed his reforms, they had 100,000 people in the street. They had the Capitol occupied for 6 months. And remember that both the governor and his wife had death threats. I mean, people on the left are terrified that they're going to lose their control of government and they're going to lose their ability to dictate to the rest of us. And this is the kind of stuff we should expect. And if Trump wins, you're going to see more stuff like this as they try to stop the reforms.
Well, let me kind of clean it up here, Newt, because he's not telling you everything fully here. He's being politically corrected himself, the good Catholic that he is. And I just want to straighten it out. And what he says there back actually is golden for the most part. But that part at the end, I'm going to lay it out for you. These are totalitarians. These are not people from the left. These are totalitarians who just as soon slit your throat and mine and move on. That's who these people are. They're vicious, vicious human beings who want to destroy this country. So I just want to clean up. Newt's trying to be polite there. We have no time for politeness now. And we've been hearing that kind of excuse for the left because it's America, blah, blah, blah. We can no longer go there because when they're starting to throw firebombs and intimidate us now at the election, the Republican, you know, centers out there, out in the communities, this is Nazi Germany, 1930s, plain and simple. They're trying to recreate it, and they're using the same techniques that they used back then. And that's what this Clinton machine looks like. Now, he throws out the scenario, well, Hillary Clinton should fire all these people. That's never going to happen. We know that. So don't even bring it up as a topic. They say, well, it's like the president. The president should be doing this and doing it. He's a totalitarian dictator. He's not going to listen to you, Newt, or anybody else. Anyway, extra legal behavior is actually known as reflexive law. We're going to talk about that. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
The affirmative task we have now.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Yeah, reflexive law. You know, I bring this up, and in the next hour or two, we're going to be talking more about James O'Keefe and what's happening, this explosion that's happening. I'm trying to give you some details in between. But this is big. This is the October, one of the October surprises. More carpet bombing on the way even today there's going to be some more revelations about Julian Assange. Anyway, reflexive law, it's a term that is out there that the technocrats came up with. Reflexive law is a lot like what we knew in education as permissive law or code, allowing educators who are responsible for child care situations to use much of their discretion in enforcing laws or codes. Now, that's opposed to hard laws, like laws that are passed by Congress that are relative to regulations and business and all that stuff, and criminal codes, that sort of thing. Those are laws of laws. I mean, when you see a stop sign, you're supposed to stop at it, right? But somebody who uses reflexive law says, well, you know, I've got six stop signs I'm supposed to stop at and on the way home from work. But, you know, on the way home from work, I discovered that the sixth sign, there's never any traffic there. So why should I stop? They're exercising their option to not stop, which would be illegal of breaking the law. So they drive through and they break the law. Well, they get away with it for a while until somebody like a policeman sits there and sees them. And they stop them and they give them a ticket. Reflexive law being used on you. Sometimes known as extra legal behavior. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And as I say, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.